This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The Federal Reserve Policy Meeting is taking place today and tomorrow. They will be releasing a revised monetary policy statement that will have some decisions in it which will greatly affect ag commodity markets, according to market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
That'll give us clues of when the Fed might raise interest rates, and that has a big impact on the dollar. And the dollar has a big impact on the flow of money either in or out of the commodity complex and grain and oil seeds. Grain and oil seed prices have been much more sensitive to movements in the dollar over about the past 6 or 7 weeks than normal. And a lot is riding on this Fed meeting.
Suderman says raising the interest rates will mainly make exports more difficult, which can have far-reaching effects.
What that does is support a strong dollar for quite some time, which makes exports more difficult, especially for wheat, for pork, for beef, those commodities where we have a lot of competition overseas. To some extent, it matters for corn and soybeans, but not to the extent that it does in some of the other commodities. It continues to give us a flow of money out of the broader commodity complex that makes rallies more difficult to sustain. And it accelerates losses in times. Grain and oil seeds can still trade and will ultimately still trade supply and demand fundamentals, but it alters how they do that and makes rallies. As I said, they probably don't go quite as high as what they otherwise would. A good example is a few years back when we were in the opposite. We were in an inflationary mode with the dollar falling rapidly, and that helped us get the corn futures up to 849. Our record high, 849 per bushel, largely because of the dollar falling. It accelerated the gains that we probably otherwise would have had. Well, the opposite can be true when the dollar is rallying. So it does have a big impact on that money flow in the trading pits.
Suderman says there is one market in particular that has the best chance for a rally in case of a troubling growing season.
And that would probably be corn. Obviously, it depends on the timing when that weather threat would occur. But when you look at global corn supplies, they're currently projected to be just a 69-day supply. That compares to about 167-day supply back in the burdensome supplies of the mid-1980s, so considerably below that. Well, how is it compared to some of our tight years that gave us record prices? Well, a few years back, we set 40-year lows of corn supplies at a 55-day supply. So this year's 69-day supply is just 2 weeks more than what we saw in 40-year lows.
Weather will be the deciding factor once again this year, since Suderman says supplies of stored corn are not as high as we would like them to be in the event of adverse weather conditions.
Just a drop of about 5% or a little bit more in this year's national average yield because of weather problems. So it wouldn't take that significant of a weather problem based on lower acreage expectations for this year to get us back into that situation. Now, climatologists currently believe that we're going to see a weather pattern this summer favorable for trend or better yields in the corn crop. So the odds are against us having that type of a problem, but all it would take is about a half degree difference in temperature Celsius in sea surface temperatures off the west coast of California into Baja California to change that outlook. So the risk is there, even though it's less than 50%.
The risk may be there, but so far, climatologists are predicting a mild growing season, leaving the main ag market factors up to interest rates and the currency markets. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Coming up after the break, we'll hear more from Suderman about some of the interesting market dynamics we're seeing this week ahead of the federal decision on interest rates. That's coming up after this. Spring is here, and with that, the USDA will be releasing its planting intentions report. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, goes over how the market is poised leading up to that report.
The market's looking ahead to the March 31 planting intentions report, as well as quarterly stocks report. That is oftentimes a pivotal day when the markets will reverse direction or accelerate direction, depending on the data that comes out. Right now, the overall tone remains bearish for corn and soybeans. Wheat has been a little bit better, largely on short covering because the winter wheat crop isn't in the best of conditions, not enough to get overly excited about, but this is a high-risk time of year, and the hedge funds were heavily short, in fact, a record short positions in Kansas City, and they're lightening their load of short positions just because this is a risky time of year for the winter wheat crop.
The wheat markets have also been seeing some interesting dynamics in recent days.
We've seen some significant gains, largely due to speculative hedge fund short covering, where they had massive large short positions or sold positions coming into this month, but this is a risky time of year, and so they're covering some of the short positions. We saw crop ratings that are now being released on a weekly basis in some of the key production states of the plains, showing that we're seeing deterioration in Kansas. Kansas dropped 5 points in the good to excellent category over the past week. Oklahoma dropped a couple points as well, while Texas, I believe, went up 1 degree, 1 point in rating. So we do have some drought problems. We do have some winter kill problems that are showing up now in the plains. Drought primarily in Kansas and places to the south. Winter kill showing up in the northwestern third of Kansas as well as in south central Nebraska. I do not believe that these problems are yet sufficient for the market to sustain a rally on, as long as we have export problems that are caused by our strong dollar. But if the dollar were to correct significantly lower, boosting our exports, then these problems with the crop would mean more to the markets.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. 36 state FFA officers are gathering on Capitol Hill this week to celebrate National Ag Day. National FFA Director of Government and Nonprofit Relations, Kent Chesky, says agriculture plays a key role in all of our everyday lives, so FFA is pleased to play a role in helping others know the importance of agriculture, especially during National Ag Day. Goals for National Ag Day are to encourage Americans to understand how food and fiber products are produced, appreciate the role agriculture plays in providing safe, abundant, and affordable products, value the role of agriculture in maintaining a strong economy, and encourage people to consider career opportunities in the ag, food, and fiber industries. The Macoupin County Fair is searching for contestants for their Miss Macoupin County Fair and Junior Miss pageants. For questions on eligibility and other contest information, you can call Hillary Garner at 217-502-2173. The Macoupin County Fair Miss and Junior Miss pageants will take place June 16th. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.